Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
A half swing and a miss. Strike one, and off we go. 100-mile-an-hour fastball to start the career for the Miz. 0-2 pitch. Struck him out with a changeup. That was filthy.
Did he go? I think he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. Swing and a miss. That was off speed, and it's 0-2. And I say off speed at 96.
Through the baseball with the arm speed. Hitter reads it as a fastball. My goodness.
0-1 to Nootbaar. A swing and a miss. That's strike two, and that one was at 102. You think he's feeling it tonight? You bet he is. 92 miles an hour. Started over the outside corner. Ended in the right-handed batter's box. No chance for Gorman.
Mizorowski is the third pitcher since 1900 to start and go five-plus innings without allowing a hit in his MLB debut.
Yeah, they're going to take Mizorowski out, and he will get a roaring ovation. Listen to this. And he should be smiling because he had a heck of a debut today. And it's Adam McKelvey, our guest on Brewers 360 this morning. Adam, Eric's like, should I play the whole thing when we get to Adam? I'm like, dude, I could listen to that for an hour and a half.
So how was opening night of the Miz?
I'm biased because I love baseball. So take that for what it is. But there's something about baseball debuts that can be, when they go right, so special. Like, I was thinking about this. I can't exactly tell you about maybe Giannis's debut, but like, you know, Clay Matthews. I don't know what happened in Clay Matthews' Packers debut. I don't know what happened in name your local star. But I can tell you about Jacob Mizorowski last night. I can tell you about Freddie Peralta, because I'll never forget that one. I can tell you about Steve Woodard, even though I was, you know, wherever I was in 1997, and he outdueled Roger Clemens. There's just something about these moments for baseball players, because it unfolds kind of slowly and you don't know what the story is going to be, that is really, really special. And this one last night, I really think that's going to be one. If his career goes the way it could go, with the kind of arm he has, that could be one we like remember forever. And it's one of those nights where what, there were 27,000 and change in the ballpark. And it's one of those nights like the, where Fielder and Weeks homered in the same game, their first career homers. I think like 150,000 Milwaukeeans claimed to have been there that night, and there were whatever there actually yes. were. But I think it could be one of those nights when we look back.
If you're not understanding what we're talking about here, because I suppose I should backfill here. Jacob Mizorowski is a much touted rookie for the Brewers. He made his major league debut last night. And as you mentioned, Adam, you know, it was so anticipated. Eric and I actually had the conversation of like, okay, what's going to happen? Like, what if he bombs, man? Like, what, are we gonna laugh at that and say like, oh yeah, but he's got a lot of talent, or is it like tragic? Or but there was a lot on this kid's shoulders as he took the hill for the first time as a major leaguer.
Five hitless innings. He didn't give up a run or a hit. He did everything right.
Well, and then he cramps on his last pitch. If people didn't see it, it was actually a little scary because he throws his 81st pitch. And by the way, his last bunch of outings in AAA, they back down the pitch counts because there's going to be some innings limit at some point later this summer that they'll have to deal with because they don't want to go too far over what he threw last year. So they kind of backed off the workload. So he was not going to go too far past 80, I don't think. But on his 81st pitch, he throws this pitch. He looks in the dugout. And then as he's like gathering himself again, he turned his ankle really bad and it looked pretty scary and then left the game. So it ended in a weird way. Which is going to, they say everything's okay. So that's a huge sigh of relief for everybody. But that's even part of this, is that it sort of ended weird. And you know, look, we were like before the game, we, bunch of us who were covering it, were sitting in back having dinner. And at the end, we all kind of put down our predictions for what we thought the day would be. I did not think we were going to see the big velo. because the kid is, you know, he said he hadn't really slept for 2 days. And there's so much that goes into it. And it's really hard to sync everything up when you're 6'7" to get all those pieces moving just right to throw that easy heat. I thought we were going to see like 98s, 99s, and a couple hundreds. And instead he comes out and it's like 100, you know, 101 on the scoreboard. I think it rounded up on the first pitch. And then his fifth pitch is over 102. 102.2 is what he topped out at. So he came like ready to go yesterday, and I thought that was really impressive. And just like, there's never been a start like that in Brewers history. And not that there haven't been better starts, but in terms of just raw power, triple digits, 14 legit triple digit pitches in the whole pitch tracking era, which goes back to 2008, Brewers starters had thrown 8 in all the years they were tracking. And 6 of those were Trevor McGill when he made a couple of starts, quote unquote starts, as like an opener. So there were 2 true 100 mile an hour pitches for Brewers starters in all the years since 08, since they've been tracking this thing. It was Willie Peralta threw a 100 on the dot in 2013, and Brandon Woodruff threw 100 on the dot, one pitch, in 2019. So what Mizorowski did yesterday was completely remarkable. We've never seen that here. And as Pat Murphy said, a big league hitter, if he knows it's coming, he can time up a jet plane. So Mizorowski's going to have to pitch. And if you ask the Brewers, that's what they were most excited about last night, was not the triple digits, which we all were focused on, but it was that he pitched. And the secondary stuff also looked really good, and that's going to be the key to his success moving forward.
Yeah, and by pitch, do you mean like he was locating stuff?
Has his, a great slider.
I don't know how many different adjectives Levering used. I heard disgusting in there. I heard filthy. And he's talking about the movement that he's getting.
Yeah, there's a breaking ball, a curveball that, you know, the metrics on are pretty unique. And in terms of the velocity that he brings and the break, there's, you know, pitching is disrupting hitters, right? So you do that different ways. You do it with some guys have great deception. Some guys have these long levers that makes it feel like they're releasing the baseball 2 inches from the hitter's face. Some guys have big velocity. Some guys have incredible movement. What makes Mizorowski special? What makes Justin Verlander special? What makes Zach Wheeler special? What made Nolan Ryan special back in the day? Is that they had all of those things. And look, that, like, we don't know where this kid's career is going to go. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to keep his head right. He's, you know, got to stay confident when he has the start, which is surely coming, where he gives up 4 homers. Those things happen to young pitchers. So a lot of things have to go right. But he has the potential, based on the tools and the build and you know, what he's done so far in the minor leagues, to be something really, really special. So it's pretty exciting for the organization. And just a little thing, like people saw the parents in the crowd last night, which was awesome. They had T-shirts. They were all for it. They're from Missouri. Looks like seems a great, humble family. I thought it was really cool. Matt Arnold said this, that the scouts who signed him were there too with their families. So it tells
we
you,
we
like,
picked
the
a winner
organization
here,
puts a lot into these guys.
Anybody check on Contreras? How's his hand? After catching that.
Yeah, he's doing this with a broken
point.
Finger.
Right.
Right.
Well, he threw out his brother stealing yesterday, so he was happy.
Brewers beat writer for MLB.com, Adam McCallum, with us on Brewers 360, a special one today. Thanks, Adam.
All right. See you guys.